And to usher in the new year, another highlight from the 2013 Proms season, the last night of the Proms. Our presenters are Susie Klein and Sean Rafferty.
Good evening and welcome to the party. Marks the end of a truly remarkable summer of exceptional music making. And we have the best available artists on the planet. The fabulous Joyce DiDonato and Nigel Kennedy. And it's a very historic occasion too, because on the podium tonight, Maren Alsop, the first woman to conduct in the Proms' 118-year-old history.
It has been an extraordinary season here. Seven Wagner operas, the return of Doctor Who, the John Wilson Orchestra. We've also had some fantastic innovations this year, not least the Urban Classic Prom. We had a gospel concert and the first ever free prom. Well, on stage already, players of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, they are the house band of this music festival, and this is their 11th prom this season. They're joined here tonight by the BBC Symphony Chorus for simply the world's most famous classical music concert. Just a massive global crowd watching and listening.
Yeah, it is indeed. So wherever you are, lie back and enjoy it. It's a real feast of music making coming your way.
The arena down there. I mean, Sean and I have already been having a giggle about this because they like to get the party off right from the word go. They don't wait for all the second half to get going. Balloons being tossed in the air, beach balls we can
They're
see.
They're all there. And actually, the queues outside were extraordinary. That's the applause for tonight's leader of the orchestra. And here he comes, Stephen Bryant, to lead the orchestra, which is at the heart of this great festival.
And before we hear a note today, there we go, cheers, because it's time for the customary chaplet ceremony as a chaplet of laurels is laid on the bust of Sir Henry Wood, who conducted the very first prom, 1895.
Oh, there they hold it aloft. And Sir Henry has now been garlanded by Paul Davies, who's a chartered engineer, played the violin for his 20s, regular prom since 98, and Roger Greenwood, who's been an amateur clarinetist for 40 years. His first prom was with the BBC Symphony Orchestra under Malcolm Sargent in 1964 in the arena with his dad. Well, much to celebrate tonight, the centenaries of Wagner and Verdi in Britain, and rediscovered composers Bartok and Lloyd. New music too, and a new commission to start. Anna Klein, born in London, currently co-composer in Chicago. Two melodies you'll find in her masquerade, inspired by all the 18th century goings-on. A chorus inviting the audience in, and then an old country dance. And here to conduct is the wonderful Maren Alsop.
Thank you.
a high-octane start. Anna Klein's Masquerade, BBC Commission World Premiere. And here she is in the stalls, taking the bow, clapping the orchestra. Well, of course, it's a big year for Wagner, 200 years, with his overture to the Meistersingers of Nuremberg, like all singers, and the passion for their art. Marin Alsop gestures to Anna Klein to take another bow. Marin Alsop is a great fan of Anna Klein's. Of course, he's in America now. He's a resident of Chicago.
Thank you.
joy beyond confounded for the power of music and the importance of the art that has given us so much pleasure this season at the Proms. Wagner's overture to his opera, The Master Singers of Nuremberg, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, the resident band here at the heart of the Proms, conducted by Maren Olsop. You could hear the sound of the glass ceiling break. Oh, well, it's been an extraordinary season for Wagner. We're just, I think, waiting for the stage to be slightly reset. Probably the most exciting Wagner season, I think,
yeah,
so
I mean,
far.
To have a complete ring cycle is extraordinary. I love the fact that that opera, that we just heard music from Meistersinger, is this celebration of civic music making, you know, medieval guilds where music is so highly prized. What a perfect piece for the last night of the Proms.
Yes, also, if you create a perfect song, you get perfect love. Would that life were so simple.
I know.
That's really what it should be about. No bonuses, just absolute musical perfection.
But, I mean, that, I suppose, is Wagner at his most joyous. We've also had the most sacred, profane, profound, searching works, notably from Daniel Barenboim and the Berlin Staatskapelle.
I mean, that was
quite extraordinary. That ring cycle was really mind-blowing. Notably, Bryn Terbel as Votan was so astounding. I had the speakers turned up in my car listening to that on the wireless so loud that the car was shaking. I just couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, he is sort of essence of Votan, I think. I mean, he is one of the most magnificent Votans. But, you know, when you say, do you need to see things fully staged? Of course, there's a glory in that. But you did not feel any emotional deprivation for what was purveyed here. People were so into the roles.
Well, I wonder if the lack of production, in a way, drew people into the intimacy of text and language and emotion in a way that somehow is possibly distracting. Wagner would definitely disagree because he wanted every piece staged as a Gesamtkunstwerk, as total artwork.
And he wouldn't want us to see the orchestra either.
But they were astounding. Next, we do have vocal music, but it's a very, very different sort. We've got a wonderful countertenor, Yestin Davis, joining Maren Olsop with BBC Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. In music that's really close to Maren's heart, it's by Leonard Bernstein, who was her real inspiration. It's his Chichester Psalms. And Maren was a Bernstein pupil. It was actually Bernstein who she heard when she was 9 years old at a concert, a New York Philharmonic concert. She decided on the spot she wanted to become a conductor. So totally appropriate that she's conducting Bernstein's music tonight. He wrote Chichester Psalms, 1965. It's three movements, each setting in Hebrew verses from the Psalms. And it's that typical mix of Bernstein. It's jazz influenced at times. There's loads of luscious, brilliant melody and rhythmic propulsion. But Yestin Davis's number, The Lord is My Shepherd, I Shall Not Want, it is fabulous.
A sensational countertenor.
Yestin Davis, Maren Olsop, BBC Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, music by Bernstein.
Yeah.
Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, performed here at the last night of the proms by Maren Allsop, the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, and the soloist Yestin Davis. Prommer Joan Shepherd now on stage, giving him the traditional present. Joan has been a regular prommer since 1980. This is her 70th of the season. And Yestin Davis, such a captivating singer. He is the real deal. He's got everything. The exquisite voice. He's a brilliant actor when it comes to opera. And just restraint, taste, everything. I thought it was fabulous.
Absolutely wonderful. He was a bit nervous earlier, but I don't think he really was. He couldn't be so assured. Well, Nigel Kennedy is bringing his magic to Vaughan Williams next. It's his second appearance at the proms. Already he's done Late Night Vivaldi with his Palestine Strings and members of the Orchestra for Life. He joins the BBC Symphony Orchestra for The Lark Ascending, a work by Vaughan Williams written on the cusp of the Great War of 1914.
It's so, like, personal. You know, I find something about the English composers which are really personal. You know, we don't have the Grand Canyon in this country. We don't have huge deserts and, like, monster statements, but what we do have is beautiful personal countryside done on a small scale, particularly in the old days when it was agriculture done in meadows and not prairie farming. And I think The Lark Ascending and Elgar, various aspects of Elgar, they evoke that time when farms were producing organic products and when the species were all still alive, the indigenous species of this country, and a different way of life where people were working the land.
You've played the proms before. It's the last night. Is there something particularly special about it that feels different?
Well, I've never done the last night before. So, you know, it's an amazingly well-known event all through the world. I mean, my friends in Poland are listening to the broadcast of it on some equivalent radio station. So it's licensed out everywhere and everybody gets to know it. People copy it everywhere. So it is an amazing event which was made here, but everybody loves it.
We do, and I think there's something across the European Broadcast Union, something like 7 million people listening, so it's a great pleasure to include you in this great last night party. That was Nigel Kennedy talking about The Lark Ascending, and one can't help wondering if Vaughan Williams' beauteous celebration of the lark was an elegiac portent of the loss to come. As I said, it was written just before 1914. Inspired by a poem by George Meredith, he rises and begins to round, he drops the silver chain of sound of many links without a break, in chirrup, whistle, slur, and shake. It's radiant, it's lyrical, and there's just sheer wonder as the last note melts into the blues. But here he comes, with Maren Allsop with her hand round his shoulder to make sure he makes it to the centre of the stage. Nigel Kennedy, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, Maren Allsop, The Lark Ascending by Vaughan Williams. Ah, what ethereal final note as the lark ascends into the clouds. Vaughan Williams as the lark ascending, with Nigel Kennedy and the BBC Symphony Orchestra here at the Proms with Marin Allsop. Yeah, he's a big hit here. And he is a fantastic player. Looking nicely spiky tonight on a sort of Indian jacket. I think it's only fair to say that, because we're probably going to be looking at Joyce DiDonato's gun later. He's not wearing a football shirt for a change.
He's not, but he is wearing a very self-consciously styled black silk jacket with one sleeve chopped off, so you can really see his bowing arm. It's done for perfect dramatic effect.
And it worked. It did. Well, Benjamin Britten, of course, was celebrating here at the Proms. He'd be very much in evidence. Coming up next, he will be. It's his birthday in November.
It's Britten next on the bill here this
evening. Indeed, the building of the house. That's coming up just in a moment. Written for the opening of Snape Concert Hall, opened by Her Majesty the Queen in 1967. She had to come back and open it a couple of years later. When it burned down, she said, I hope I won't be asked back a third time. But we're waiting for Joyce DiDonato and that frock. So that's coming shortly. We'll be introducing her little mini recital, Rossini, Handel and Massenet to start with. Something that's really very exciting.
And before all of that, as we said, birthday boy Benjamin Britten. Marin Allsop returning to the stage here at the Royal Albert Hall.
Thank you. the building of the house, the BBC Symphony Chorus, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted here at the last night of the Proms by Marin Alsop, and the house in question built by Benjamin Britten, his concert hall at the Maltings at Snape.
But now we await the fabulous Joyce DiDonato. Her first appearance at the Proms, very excited about the last night. She's singing in reverse order, as they say in the best circles. Rossini, one of the great arias that she sang at Covent Garden recently, La Donna del Lago. Handel, about the king who loved a plane tree. And first, a little piece by Massenet. Je suis gris, je suis vivre. I'm besotted, I'm drunk, I want to have a good time. And this is perfect for her, a champagne sort of aria. It's a mélange of all operas, this little opera by Massenet called Cherubin. Cherubino has grown up from The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. That's the character. The older woman, she, that Trisarola is in love with, is basically Violetta from La Traviata. So Massenet having a tremendous amount of fun with this. And it's a little a piece, I think, that Joyce found suited her voice to a T.
It's a Massenet mashup. You've got to love that.
A Massenet mashup, I know.
And I suppose what it does also do is point out that tonight might be a party and it's a great excuse for a celebration, but there's also so many things that play into what the Proms is about tonight. So a celebration of great vocal talent for people like Joyce, the return of Nigel Kennedy, those anniversary composers like Britten, whom we just heard, and Wagner, and Bernstein, who plays so much into Marion Alsop's personal kind of musical DNA. So it's a real collage, I suppose, tonight. It's not just an end-of-term party.
No,
also,
and here she comes. Here she comes. Joyce DiDonato, much anticipated. Sparkling, but that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for the sparkle in the voice, and we will get it from Rossini. We will get lyrical tenderness from Handel, and we start with Massenet and the sheer joy of living. That's announcing her arrival, Je suis gris, celebrated by Massenet, Joyce DiDonato. Well, the tone changes next. It's from Xerxes, the famous aria Ombre Mai Fu, that the Persian king sings to a plane tree. There really was a Persian tree, Persian king who loved the plane tree and he hung it with gold.
Oh.
original Xerxes may have hung his beloved plane tree with gold, the plane tree tonight has been hung with the gold voice of Trojan's Joyce Di Donato, no doubt about that. Handel. And she finishes with Rossini in this part of the programme. The plot's a bit mad. It's a disguised Scottish king who's been after her. She's the heroine, Elena, who's in love with one of his enemies. But in the end, all is ecstatically and perfectly okay. This is a great vehicle for virtuosity and lyricism. Canti a Feti from La Donna del Lago by Rossini. Joyce Di Donato at the proms. Felicita indeed, Joyce DiDonato. The audience in the palm of her hand, singing Rossini, Tanti affetti in tal momento from La Donna del Lago. BBC Symphony Orchestra conductor at Maren Alsop, waving to her ecstatic admirers, not surprisingly. An opera she performed earlier this year at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, tremendous acclaim, and recently at Santa Fe. So it is absolutely in her bones and her heart. She'll be back at Covent Garden next season. More importantly, she'll be back to sing for us later on the proms, with, I think, possibly, a change of dress. Susie will know all about the corsage arrangements.
I'm just finding it rather hard to speak of.
I know, it's a masterclass. It's a masterclass in bel canto and sheer beauty.
But also, Joyce, whenever you see her singing, whether it's in concert or in the opera house, she gives it her all. She didn't just stand there and deliver that. She acted every word, and she poured every ounce of passion she could into it. And she smiles, she beguiles the audience into the palm of her hand.
She really does, and the orchestra. I mean, she was just including the orchestra in her singing, so that was real, real music making. She's waving like the star she is. A diva she is not, a star certainly. The dress is fabulous,
okay.
Susie. You'll know about this.
I mean,
it's
it
off. Do I say it's off the shoulder? It's a sort of dark red, maroon, and it sparkles.
No, I'm sorry. I think we can do better than that. It's claret or burgundy. It's floor length. It looks like she's been poured into it. It's almost liquid, and it absolutely glistens
you
with
can
all
nearly
these
drink
facets.
Her.
It's the most beautiful strapless corseted gown, and Joyce's hair piled lavishly and curled upon her head. She looked every inch the opera star, but as you say, not remotely a diva.
No, it's an interesting place for her to be piled upon her head. Oh, they won't let her go, they're stamping. It is the interval coming up. Some people are just going out for a little bit of refreshments and maybe just to cool down after all that pyrotechnical drama. Oh, she's going to come back and wave again. Yes, she is. And the American flags are out. But the girl from Kansas likes that, I think so.
Even the way she walks back onto this stage is just exuding great fun. She wants everybody to be part of this. It's very much her moment, but she is loving sharing it, clasping her hands to her chest, shaking the hand of Stephen Bryant very, very warmly, and already warmest of hugs with tonight's conductor, Maren Alsop.
A little curtsy to the audience as she walks off elegantly in the Vivienne Westwood outfit number one. I think there are various people backstage making sure it's absolutely where it should be.
I think there's a whole coterie of anonymous dressers who are doing their work. More, as you said, of that later. But, I mean, the evening so far, Sean, you and I have done several last nights together, and you more than me. And I think musically, incredibly rich, diverse, and reflects all of the themes of this year's proms, as, of course, you would expect it to. But there's always a fantastic sense that the promenaders who make this festival so unique are giving it their utmost attention, even though there are several of them down there dressed in pith helmets and with Union Jack waistcoats.
Very good, because I thought they might have got out of control just a little bit earlier, because the party starts after the interval, but you could hear the proverbial pin drop. And I think great artists who come here say there is something incredibly special. All the people who are there are really, really loving it.
Susie Clyde and Sean Rafferty with you on this last night of the proms. Now, we've more music by Leonard Bernstein kicking off the second half of this last night of the proms. It's only taken 118 years, but tonight Bernstein's student, Maren Alsop, is here on the podium representing the girls, the first woman to conduct the world's greatest classical music party, and it is one of Bernstein's most glittering scores that she's chosen next. We've got two numbers from Candide. We're going to hear the overture and his wonderful anthem for common sense over highfalutin philosophy. It's Make Our Garden Grow. I mean, it's one of those pieces, Candide, particularly the overture, it's very often heard on the concert platform, not always heard as a full musical. A great piece, and I suspect it'll get this lot going, as you said.
Oh, I think so. Make Our Garden Grow is marvellous, and it's a BBC chorus will be singing that. And, you know, we have to think, as we're listening to this, that everything is the best in the best of all possible worlds. I know we're not living in the best of all possible worlds, but there are people who are trying to make it better, and I think music is certainly one of the major ingredients. Welcome, Miss Alsop. Here she comes.
One of the great advocates for making the world a better place by bringing us fantastic music. It's Maren Alsop returning to the stage of the Royal Albert Hall to join the players of the BBC Symphony Orchestra and the singers of the BBC Symphony Chorus. Thank you. from Leonard Bernstein's Candide. That was the glittering overture. And next, slightly more somber, Make Our Garden Grow. Music by Leonard Bernstein from Candide. That was Make Our Garden Grow, the BBC Symphony Orchestra and BBC Symphony Chorus, conducted here at the Proms by Maren Allsop. Well, next on the bill, it's another story of hope in the future. It's Verdi's Chorus of the Hebrew Slaves from his opera Nabucco.
music by birthday composer Giuseppe Verdi, born 200 years ago, perhaps, well, must be his most famous chorus, the chorus of the Hebrew Slaves from Nabucco. The BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Marion Alsop, led tonight by Stephen Bryant, the BBC Symphony Chorus, giving some fantastic performances as well this evening.
Well, the flags are out. They're really starting to wave. The fun begins now before the real ructions. I mean, traditional fare in the last night. Parry and Arne sung to the rafters. Our soloists have got some gems up their sleeves. Joyce probably on her sleeves. Nigel in gypsy mode shortly. And we know Joyce is virtuosic. Massenet, Handel, high octane Rossini in the first half. She's about to show her versatility and ease with the lighter side of the repertoire. She sang this one in tune a couple of years ago with Antonio Pappano on piano, no less. It was, as they say, a very class act. So we're off down the yellow brick road. Dorothy and her friends and Toto the dog. It's Harold Arlen's music from The Wizard of Oz. So we've got the American dream, a fairer world. Joyce has done the first. She's passionate about the second. Here's the girl from Kansas. Wow. And another fantastic glowing dress. More of that anon. We're over the rainbow. We really are. Oh, I think she can fly over the rainbow. With her touch of class, she's just thrown her flower into the adoring audience. Joyce DiDonato, Marin Alsop, and the BBC Symphony Orchestra, music by Arlen. And she's changed her dress. It's just as you disagree. It's sort of a dark pearl with silvered aquamarine highlights. Anyway, it shimmers like a million diamonds as she walks off the stage. Really wondrous.
Absolutely fabulous, and what a beautiful arrangement. The orchestra sounded so luxurious in that as well. It was just fabulous meeting of voice
and
orchestra.
Right about dark pearl and shimmering highlights like a million diamonds?
I'll let you get away with it. I would have said café au lait.
Okay.
I think it's a pale coffee.
Au lait to you too. It'll be au lait next. Pretty close, actually.
Well, interesting because, yes, next we have... Oh, we've got promenaders shouting.
Oh, I think it's just high spirits.
High spirits, party poppers going off. It's the usual stuff here at the Proms.
It's going to get worse.
I know.
Or better.
Worth saying, yes, a bit of olé, sort of, next. It's not remotely Spanish, but it allows our next soloist, Nigel Kennedy, to have his share of the limelight because he's already given us music that is quintessentially British. And next he gives us something that's got a much more heady, sort of Eastern European flavour. It's a chardash, that favourite dance of Hungary.
Oh, look, he is wearing that football shirt.
And
I cannot believe it.
He's wearing that, yes, Hungarian, very authentic for a chardash football shirt.
I'm not so sure we've got too many Aston Villa supporters in the house.
And typically he's brought on a cup of tea, which is just his thing.
Oh, Nigel,
but
you won't need it.
I think he's going to be having some fun here, shaking the hand of Stephen Bryan.
You can have a cup of tea afterwards, number 11. Your time is not yet up. Ooh, monster booze. Not really.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you do a chardash. A favourite dance in rural Hungary since the 18th century. I don't think many Hungarians would particularly recognise that version. Utterly unique. Given here at the Proms by Nigel Kennedy, Marin Alsop conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra.
And he's getting a present. He's getting a kiss. Well, he wouldn't take a present without giving a kiss.
Well deserved.
Lorraine Davis from Virginia. Teaches orchestra at the American School of London. This is her idea of relaxation. That was absolutely extraordinary. That was more like the most elegant fencing match you've ever seen. All I can say is Nigel Kennedy has met his match at Marin Alsop. Nothing is going to faze her.
How fantastic to see people who are at the top of their game, some of the very best performers in the world, letting their hair down and just having such a good time and sharing
just,
it with everybody.
As you will have recognised, not a lot of that music was in the original score. So we had a grand tour of world music and bits of Vivaldi and everything thrown in. And none the worse for it, we are. Nigel Kennedy, an extraordinary showman and a brilliant musician overall. Waving wildly, he and Marin going off stage. Well, they're starting to go wild at the Proms. That has certainly pushed the temperature up. No,
they're going
to let them go. They're not going to let them go yet. I noticed more flags. Do you notice more flags, Susie?
Sean, I'm going to let you gen up on the flags. You know I'm hopeless with the flags. I love the fact that the last night of the Proms as a format can embrace something as ravishing as Joyce DiDonato in her gown.
I know.
And well, Nigel Kennedy with his spiky hair and his football shirt. All are welcome here.
I thought Nigel was going to come back, but I don't think so. So we await Joyce DiDonato. And she said this is what was going to make her most nervous, believe it or not. It's something that's very much in her heart. An arrangement especially made by Chris Hazel for tonight. Of the Londonderry collected by Miss Jane Ross and in the Vadi in the County Derry, an anthem many Hibernian exiles feel very close about. And Joyce, I have to say, is from Kansas, but her maiden name is O'Flaherty, so this is in her very being. Here she comes. Marin Alsop II and the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Call it Danny Boy, call it Londonderry Air. She'll sing it.
Thank you.
Ah, Joyce, we tug at the heartstrings. Chris Hayes' arrangement of the Londonderry Air, sung by the girl from Kansas with the Irish blood, Joyce DiDonato, here at the Albert Hall at the Proms, conquering all hearts. Joyce is now getting a presentation, and as is Marin Alsop. Callum Hussein is 19, started promming 3 or 4 years ago, starting to study for a degree in music. Emma Jay now lives in Twickenham, and she works at the National Archives, been coming since 2007. I wonder what's in the boxes.
They're beautifully wrapped. I don't know if Joyce was nervous. I know you said she was about that.
Well, she said she was.
Incredible composure, as always, from her. Beautifully, beautifully sung.
Here's Marin coming back. I think she's going to welcome the Parks, I think.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It's my great honor and pleasure to welcome you here tonight. Good evening to everyone here in the Royal Albert Hall. Good evening. Good evening to those of you around the UK watching on the big screens. Good evening. All three of you, and good evening. Good evening to all of you listening and watching around the world, especially my family, on radio, TV, and online. And a special greeting to our four Proms in the Park venues, people gathered in Belfast, Care Philly, Glasgow, and in Hyde Park, right across the road from us. Now, we're going to do a big shout out to the Parks, okay? But you have to follow me. Don't be early, okay? So on my cue, hello, Parks. But let's really, so they can hear them without, you know, any kind of technology. Okay, you ready? Hello, Parks! Awesome. And it's with great pleasure now that you did so well with the Hello Parks, I invite you now to join us to sing You'll Never Walk Alone with the incomparable Joyce DiDonato leading us.
Oh.
Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II's Carousel, performed here at the last night of the Proms by Joyce DiDonato, the BBC Symphony Chorus, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Marin Alsop. And that, to me, is one of the best of the new Proms traditions. It's the third year running that's been in the last night, and I suspect will be.
Wonderful. Well, we have two composers with maritime links next. Marin's not going to give us much time, actually. It's Bantok the Sea Reavers. Bantok's the Sea Reavers, wild and swashbuckling, but it's based on a Hebridean song about pirates. We have George Lloyd next. The maritime connection continues. The HMS Trinidad March, ship torpedoed in the Arctic convoy. Lloyd was in the band on board. Thank you. George Lloyd's HMS Trinidad March. He was on the boat with torpedo. The only living survivor, John Farrow, is here tonight. He was taking the salute, incredibly touching. Think of the Arctic convoy, 87 merchant ships went down, 16 warships. Well, we're getting into party mode. Oh my goodness. Someone is swaggering onto the platform. It is Britannia. Joyce DiDonato is back. Wow, look out. And she's got a special cape. I wonder if there's a message on it. She's flouncing her back at the audience. Is captivating. I've never seen so many flags in this hall in my life. Rule Britannia, Thomas Arne, arranged by Malcolm Sargent. So often the man conducting on this podium, Flash Harry as he was called.
I think Joyce's marvellous cape is Vivian Westwood's interpretation in pink of the Union flag.
Yes, it looks like a Union flag that's been left out in the Imperial Sun for a long time. Here we go again.
Oh!
think that's the end of that. This point in the party, sorry, the last night of the proms, and is never quite sure what is going to happen. But Miss DiDonato is sweeping off the stage, bedecked in the Vivienne Westwood idea of the flag. But she might come back. I have been warned. Not that I actually we would can never have enough of her.
Thank you.
Elgar said that was a tune that comes once in a lifetime. It comes once every year here at the Proms. The Proms would not put up without it. Land of Hope and Glory. Elgar, Pomp and Circumstance. We may get it again, I think. Surely we got it right that time. Maren Allsop is waving, not a score, but her speech. It's traditional the last night. The conductor says a few, in her case, I think, extremely well-chosen words.
Well done, well done. You sound like natives. As I so well know, the BBC Proms is the ultimate showcase for great artistry and superb audiences. I'll get you in a minute. For now, let's put our hands together and let's give a big round of applause to the hundreds of artists who have made this year's Proms the most successful ever with 57 sold-out performances. Let's hear it for everybody. And special thanks, of course, to my incredible colleagues this evening, Joyce DiDonato, and for whom I have no adjective, Nigel Kennedy. My beautiful soloist in Chichester Psalms, Yeston Davies. Composers Anna Klein and Chris Hazel. Chorus Master Stephen Jackson and the incredible BBC Symphony Chorus. And of course, my amazing colleagues, the musicians of the BBC Symphony Orchestra. And this evening gives us an opportunity to pay tribute to the founder conductor of the Proms, Sir Henry Wood, who's looking down upon us. I feel certain that he would see this evening as a natural progression toward more inclusion in classical music. Wouldn't you agree? So, in the name of progress and Sir Henry Wood, let's do three cheers. Hip hip, hooray! Hooray! Hip hip,
hooray!
Hip hip,
hooray!
Well done, well done. Now, this is, of course, a very special evening for me for many, many reasons. I've felt an incredible connection with British musicians and audiences from the minute I first conducted in this country. Your warmth and support have been so welcoming and made me feel at home. I can't thank you enough. And of course, the audience here at the Proms is the dream audience of all times. You know, our music does not come to life until each one of you is here, and tonight would be different if any one of you were missing, so thank heavens you all showed up. It's your focus, your energy, your sensible shoes, your enthusiasm, your concentration, it brings out the best in all of us, and we can't thank you enough. And on top of that, the Prommers have raised, are you ready for it? Drum roll. Oh, maybe not. There you go. £82,500 for musical charities. Thank you. Now, quite a lot has been made of me being the first woman to conduct the last night of the Proms. Thank you. I'm incredibly honored and proud to have this title. But I have to say, I'm still quite shocked that it can be 2013 and there can be firsts for women. But here's to the second, thirds, fourths, fifths, hundreds to come. And you know, I didn't grow up with many of the advantages that typically define privilege, but I grew up with the greatest advantage of all in a household filled with music and filled with possibility. My parents were both professional musicians, and they supported my dream. When I was 9 years old and I wanted to become a conductor, oh, actually, even last week when people said, girls can't do that, my parents supported me. And you know, thanks to this transformative power of music, I've also witnessed hundreds of kids in Sao Paulo with my orchestra there, and also especially in West Baltimore with the Orchids program at my wonderful Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. I've watched them access this new world of possibility and see different futures for themselves. The power of music cannot be underestimated. It's what makes us human beings. It's what makes us nations. It's what makes us a great civilization. We cannot forget that ever. And music and art cannot be pushed to the margins. They have to be front and center. And in closing, I want to thank you all, and I want to say to all the young women out there, and as I say to all young people out there, believe in yourselves, follow your passion, and never give up, because you will create a future filled with possibility. Thank you all very much.
Jerusalem, Fight for Right campaign at World War One, then the Women's Voters' Hymn by the anthem of the Women's Institute. We're very nearly at the end of proceedings, but there's going to be a lull before the National Anthem. I think, Susie, and the National Anthem has got a very special association, of course, was arranged by Benjamin Britten.
Which to me is the only arrangement
it's
of the National
only
Anthem. It's so wonderful.
Apparently the Queen said she liked it and she had heard quite a lot.
Thank you.
The National Anthem in the arrangement by Benjamin Britten, the BBC Symphony Orchestra and BBC Symphony Chorus, conducted by Marin Allsop. And that was the culmination of the 2013 Proms season. The presenters were Susie Klein and Sean Rafferty. And tomorrow here on BBC Radio 3, there's another chance to enjoy two more highlights from last summer's Proms Festival. At 7 o'clock, the Vienna Philharmonic and conductor Lauren Mazel perform Bach and Bruckner. And later in the evening, there's the Gospel Prom, featuring a cast including the London Adventist Chorale, the London Community Gospel Choir, and the People's Christian Fellowship Choir. That's here on Radio 3 tomorrow evening at 9:45. As for tomorrow morning...
If it's New Year's Day on BBC Radio 3, it must be... a New Year's morning, and with it the traditional New Year concert of waltzes, polkas and quadrilles live from the Musikverein in Vienna. The Vienna Philharmonic, conducted this year by Daniel Barenboim. And amongst the musical frolics from composers with the surname Strauss, a birthday celebration for Richard Strauss. Join me, Petroc Trelawney, in Vienna for the New Year's Day concert, starting at 10:15, live on BBC Radio 3, on BBC Television, and using the BBC Interactive Red Button service.
And with Johann Strauss in mind, this is a song about him, or at least about his music, by Strauss, it's called. The music by George Gershwin, the lyrics by his brother Ira. Away with the music of Broadway, be off with your Irving Berlin. Oh, I give no quarter to Kern or Cole Porter, and Gershwin keeps pounding on tin. How can I be civil when hearing this drivel? It's only for nightclubbing souses. Oh, give me the free and easy waltz that's Viennese, and go tell the band if they want a hand, the waltz must be Strauss's. Well, this by Strauss, by Gershwin, is by Richard Rodney Bennett, his arrangement for choir, sung here by the BBC Singers.
Thank you.
the song by Strauss, by George Gershwin, and that was an arrangement for chorus by Richard Rodney Bennett, the BBC Singers, conducted by Paul Brough. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. The time is now approaching midnight. It's Wednesday, the 1st of January 2014. A very happy new year to you from me, Jonathan Swain, and indeed from all of us here at BBC Radio 3. 2013 may be over, and with it the 2013 composer anniversaries here on Radio 3, but one of them, Benjamin Britten's. And if you missed the spellbinding Glyndebourne production of Britten's The Rape of Lucretia last Saturday night, well, it's there on the Radio 3 website to listen to whenever you like until this coming Saturday evening. Just go to the Opera on 3 page. And there you will also find the opera guides, which now feature all of Britten's operas, along with all the Verdi and Wagner ones. As for composer anniversaries in 2014, one of them belongs to Richard Strauss. And Opera on 3 is back next Saturday evening to launch Radio 3's celebrations of the 150th anniversary of Strauss's birth. It's a performance of his last opera, Capriccio, with Renee Fleming singing the role of the Countess, conducted by Andrew Davis, and recorded at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. That's this Saturday evening here on Radio 3, beginning at 7:30. And at the same time, the following Monday, the 6th of January, the Richard Strauss season continues with Elektra, again recorded at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, this time with Christina Gurker as Elektra and the opera conducted by Andris Nelsons. It's part of Radio 3's Music on the Brink. The Greek hero Agamemnon returns home from the Trojan War, only to be murdered by his wife Clytemnestra and her lover Aegisthus. Agamemnon's daughter Elektra has become possessed by a desperate need to revenge her father, and will not rest until she's done so. And Richard Strauss's music plunges the audience right from the opening chords into this psychologically intense and violent world, with Charles Edwards' Covent Garden production highlighting the moral decay at the heart of the piece. So that's Strauss's Capriccio next Saturday evening, and his Elektra the following Monday evening, both starting here on BBC Radio 3 at 7:30.